Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy held a Thursday press conference re-emphasizing public safety, the permanent fund dividend, education, and infrastructure as priorities for his supplemental budget and the proposed budget for fiscal year 23. Governor Dunleavy provides an FY23 state fiscal update saying,
"Right now we have no budget deficit. We have about an anticipated $1.6 billion surplus. This is in contrast to when we first came in, it was a $1.6 billion deficit. 7% less UGF-DGF spending today than when I first came into office. Lowest crime rate in many respects in the last 40 years. About $82 billion in the permanent fund. We have a stable pension system in which the gap to service it is virtually nothing at this point, where it was billions just a few years ago. We're looking at relatively low debt. We are working at increasing our natural resource production. And what we mean by that is the amount of oil coming through the pipeline, at least the past several weeks, for example, has been above 5,000 or 500,000 barrels. And if we can get a little help with the federal government and the courts on plays like Willow, we would have considerably more oil going through the pipelines and more revenue coming to the state of Alaska."
Dunleavy's supplemental budget includes a spring PFD payment coinciding with his 50-50 plan of $1,250 per eligible Alaskan and a 2022 PFD of $2,500. In the presser, he cites inflation being at a 40-year high and recent studies indicating that inflation costs Americans up to $3,500 per year. The latest Alaska revenue forecast indicates a combined surplus of $1.6 billion in FY22 and FY23. And with government finances improving, the governor encourages the legislature to help the everyday Alaskans who need the PFD to help offset those high costs of fuel and food. An Anchorage Assembly member on Thursday announced plans to run for the U.S. House seat for Alaska that's been held by Congressman Don Young since 1973. Democrat Christopher Constant made the announcement on social media.
"It's time to leave behind the chaos and come together as Alaskans to achieve our full potential as a state and as a nation. It's time to reject political pessimism, and instead, it's time to lead with courage. That is why I'm excited about the future. And that is why today I'm announcing my campaign to become Alaska's next representative in Congress."
Republican Nick Begich III has been the highest profile contender to announce plans to challenge Congressman Young. Five candidates, including Young, have filed with the State Division of Elections to run in the August primary. Begich and Constant, as of yet, haven't. The deadline, by the way, is June the 1st. Constant said in discussions around politics in the U.S. and Alaska, he said, quote, "People seem to have lost focus on what's important, our communities, our neighbors, and the future," unquote. He said he wants the debate during the campaign to be focused on Alaska's future. Constance says he's similar to Young, quote, "in the fact that I speak plainly and tell people what I think," unquote. He says he's going to run, not bound by the baggage of whether or not he is a Trump person. Former President Trump, by the way, has been a major figure in national Republican politics. He has endorsed Republican Kelly Chewbacca in Alaska's U.S. Senate race. Trump also said Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, who is seeking re-election, has his endorsement so long as Dunleavy doesn't endorse Lisa Murkowski in her race.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.